It's a dirty business, the metaphorical use of dirty. I recently watched a fascinating and shocking TV documentary called Dirty Business. The subject was the terrible state of the UK's rivers and seas, and the title has a double meaning. On the one hand, it refers to literal dirt in the water, and on the other, to apparently unethical practices from both water companies and the UK Environment Agency, which should be protecting our water quality. In this post, I take a closer look at the way dirty is used metaphorically and the words and phrases we often use with it. We can use the word dirty quite generally, for example with nouns such as politics, campaigns, tactics or lie, to say that something is very dishonest or unfair. We also find the same meaning in some very strong collocations or words that often go together, such as dirty tricks or dirty dealings. For example, they ran an extremely dirty campaign revealing personal details about their opponent's family. The company used a range of dirty tricks to harm their competitors. Her book exposed dirty dealings within the government. If you do someone's dirty work, you do something that's unpleasant or dishonest for someone else who doesn't want to do it. Similarly, a dirty deed is something bad that someone does, while someone who plays dirty acts in a dishonest way. For example, if you're going to fire them, tell them yourself, "I'm not going to do your dirty work for you." Hacking into her computer was just one of the dirty deeds he carried out. She was determined to succeed in business and was willing to play dirty to do so. A dirty secret is something shameful that you don't want anyone to know about. And if you describe a word as a dirty word, you mean that it's something that people don't like or approve of. For example, at that time, drug use was cycling's dirty secret. Discipline seems to be a dirty word in their house. Someone's dirty laundry or dirty linen is their unpleasant secrets or private matters. When we talk about someone washing or airing their dirty laundry or their dirty linen in public, we mean that they talk about them publicly in a way that we don't approve of. For example, everyone has some dirty laundry they don't want anyone else to see. We're all fed up with this family airing its dirty linen in public. Of course, the literal and metaphorical opposite of dirty is clean, and my next post will look at some idioms containing that word.